Welcome back to the Ayus Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we are speeding towards the conclusion of Maseches Horios. We are in Perek Gimel, and today we are learning Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. Mishnah Dalet tells us, Ve'ezahu HaMashiach, who is the anointed Kohen? HaMashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha, he's the Kohen Gadol who was anointed with the special oil that goes all the way back to the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo hamaruba begadim. This excludes the Kohen Gadol, who was only elevated by giving him the additional garments of the office. Ein bein Kohen hamashuach b'shemen hamishcha l'maruba begadim. There's no difference between a Kohen Gadol who got the office by being anointed and one who got the office by being given the extra garments. Ela par haba al kol hamitzvos, except for this bull that's brought for violating all the different mitzvos, as we've been discussing in this entire masechta. Ve'ein bein kohen hamashamish lekohen sha'avar, and there's no difference between a kohen who's currently serving as kohen gadol and one who had the job but is no longer in the position. Ela par yom hakipurim v'asir sa'efa, except for the bull on Yom Kippur and the tenth of an efa that was brought daily. Ze v'ze shavin ba'avodas yom hakipurim, but either of them could perform the Yom Kippur service. Umitsuvin al habasula, and they are both commanded to marry a virgin. Va'asurin al ha'amana, and neither of them is allowed to marry a widow, which is normally something permitted to a kohen. Ve'enan mitamin bikrovehen, and they cannot defile themselves to go to a funeral even for their closest relatives. Velo porin velo pormin, and they don't observe the other signs of mourning, like letting their hair grow or tearing their garments. Umachzirin es harotzeach, and the accidental murderer can leave the Ir HaMiklat when the Kohen Gadol dies. That would be the case for either of these, either the serving Kohen or the past Kohen Gadol. Let's look at the Bartonuro. Hamruba Begadim, one who got the extra garments. La'achar shenigzurat slochus shel shemen hamishcha, after the vial, the vessel containing the special anointing oil was concealed. Hayakohen gadol nichnas lekahuna gadola bilavishas shmona begadim. Then the Kohen Gadol would be invested with the office by giving him the eight garments. Kidichsev, as the Torah tells us, umalayas yado lilbosh es habegadim. So he would have his hand filled, as the expression goes, in order to wear the garments. Ela par haba al kol hamitzos, so he doesn't bring, if he wasn't anointed, he doesn't bring the bull for violating any of these sins. Shein hamruba begadim mevi par al shkigaso, the kohen who only has garments but wasn't anointed does not bring the bull for accidental sins. De kohen hamashiach ksiv, because the Torah says the anointed kohen brings these things, so it's very specific as to who is obligated. Be'avodas Yom HaKippurim, but they are the same when it comes to the Yom Kippur service. Shein avodas oso hayom kashera el b'kohen gadol bilvad, because that service can only be performed by the Kohen Gadol. V'kohen hamashamish v'kohen sha'avar shavin ba, but the Kohen who is currently holding the office and one who has served and is no longer the Kohen Gadol are both the same in that they can perform this particular service. Loparin velo parmin, they don't let their hair grow and they don't tear kriya. Kidichsiv b'kohen gadol, because the Torah tells us about the kohen gadol, es rosha lo yifra, he should not let his hair grow. Ubegadav lo yifrom, and he shouldn't tear his garments. Umachzirin es harotzeach, and the accidental murderer is returned. Im meis echad mehem, if either of these people die, chozer harotzeach mir miklato, then the accidental murderer can return from his city of refuge. Kidichsiv, as the Torah tells us, admos hakohen hagadol, he has to stay there until the kohen gadol dies. Let's now move on to Mishnah Hey. Kohen Gadol Pori Milamata. The Kohen Gadol tears Kriya from the bottom. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we said that he doesn't tear Kriya. What's going on? Rest assured, all will be explained. So the Kohen Gadol tears Kriya from the bottom. V'hahed yot milamala. And a regular person tears Kriya up above. Kohen Gadol Makriv Onein V'lo Ochel. The Kohen Gadol would offer a sacrifice as an Onein after a relative has died but before he's buried. But v'lo ochel, he doesn't eat it. V'hahedya lo makriv v'lo ochel. And a regular kohen, not the kohen gadol, would neither offer sacrifice nor eat from it. He couldn't do either in the state of aninus. Let us look at the Bartonuro. Kohen gadol pore milmata. The kohen gadol tears below. Im meslo mes shechayev l'kro alav. If a relative dies for whom one is obligated to tear kriya, koreya milamata biknaf begado hasamach l'raglav, then he would tear the hem of his garment below by his feet. And this is what the Torah means when it says he doesn't tear his garments. She'eno parim kishar ko adam. He doesn't tear them like other people tear them. So we have a way of doing it. He doesn't do that, but he does do something. Milmala. Other people do it above. Keneged hachaza samach lekataf. We do it on the chest. Kishar ha'am. That's how the rest of the people do it. Onain. One who's in this state of aninus after a relative dies.
If someone has a relative, one of the seven relatives who one would have to mourn for, so if one of those people dies,
Yom Hamisa Kulo Bein Nikvar Hames Bein Lo Nikvar, the day of the person's passing, whether or not he's already been buried, Hu Onein Diyaraisa, that would be considered an Onein Diyaraisa. Umiyom hamisa ve'elech, and from the day of the person's passing and on, calls manshelo nikvar hames hu onen derabanan. Then, as long as the person is not buried, the relative would be an onen according to rabbinic law. V'yom hakvura hu onen derabanan kol oso hayom afilu l'acha hakvura, and the day of the burial, he is an onen derabanan all day long, even after the burial has taken place. And when the person is buried on the day that he died, that entire following night, he is again considered an onein according to rabbinic law. Kohen Gadol makriv onein v'lo ochel. The Kohen Gadol can offer a sacrifice while he's in the state of aninus after a relative dies, but he doesn't eat from the sacrifice. Min hakdashim, from the sanctified foods. Shechein matzinu ba'aharon b'yom shemesu Nadav Avihu. We see this from the Torah regarding Aaron on the day that Nadav and Avihu, his sons, died. Amar v'achalti chatas hayom heitiv b'enei Hashem. He asked Moshe, and if I were to eat this sacrifice today, would that be good in God's sight? Al ha'achila hayom makpid. He was only concerned with eating it. Lo al ha'krava, but he wasn't concerned with offering it. So we see the Kohen Gadol could offer a sacrifice in the States, but he couldn't eat it. But Davka Aaron kishehu Kohen Gadol. But this was only the case for Aaron, who was the high priest. Aval banav shahayu kohanim had yotim, but his sons, who were also in mourning, and they were regular priests, hayu asurim oso hayom bein lahakriv bein lechol. They were prohibited on that day, both from offering and from eating. So the Kohen Gadol could offer, but could not eat. A regular Kohen could neither offer nor eat. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Hey. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Vav and Zion.